What's up with you, Mike?
What's happening, bro?
Man, you did good last week, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you. That wasn't a bad episode, dog.
Yeah, you're still getting used to this shit. It's all good, though.
I just want to paint a little picture for you, though, dog. Like, let's say it's a beautiful day outside. The sun is shining down from the heavens. You just got your hair cut. You feeling good. You feeling yourself.
All right.
You got your car washed and everything. Got the rim shined up. You looking good in the streets, man. Pause.
They hubcaps, but it's all good, though.
You riding down the street, you got the windows down, and you pull up to the red light, and this what my nigga Mike banging. Get your shit off, Mike.
Hey, bro. Haters gonna hate, dog. It's all good, though.
I don't know, man. I just didn't know my dog Mike was a bad bitch.
I'm a baddie in these streets, bro. It's all good, dog.
You was repping for all the bad bitches last week, man.
Sarah got lucky, man.
I'm proud of you, dog.
You should be proud of her, dog.
That was cold, man. I fuck with it, dog. That wasn't bad at all, man. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah. Dog, why you hating on Beyonce, bro?
I just knew you for years, dog, and I just didn't know you was a bad bitch, man. I'm proud of you, dog. I'm proud of you, man. I'm not gonna lie to you, dog.
Oh, man.
WWFLIP, when we feel like it podcast, where we broadcast.
When the fuck we feel like it.
Sean and Mike back in the building, man. What's going on with you over there, Mike?
Not much, dog. Just chilling. Yeah. Just hanging out, really. What's going on with you, bro?
Man, I'm just proud of you, dog. I'm still impressed, man. Rep for all the bad bitches last week. That was cute, man.
Hey, bro.
They love you out there, yeah. I'm sure.
You'll understand it one day, dog. I can only teach you so much in so little time, bro.
I don't know, man. That was wild, man. That was real wild.
Nah, bro. The card is still shitting on any project this year.
I just want to know, do you do the dance with it, or do you just let the song speak for itself?
Nah, only when I'm at a stoplight, bro. You know they got their hands free lol out here now, so. Yeah.
You was out there shining, man. I fuck with it. I support you, dog.
Appreciate you, bro.
I do support you. Contrary to what the people who listen to the podcast think.
It's all good, bro. It's
I support good. Him in his bad bitch endeavors. Of course, I do.
Yeah, bro. Baddie levels on max, bro.
And also, last week, we talked about the definition of loyalty. And basically, I left it off to where, after you said the definition, I kind of didn't rebut it or anything, so it seemed like I was wrong. But I want to tell the streets, sit down, please, listen, get comfortable. I was 100% correct about loyalty. And if you can, Mike, can you read the definition of loyalty one more time, please?
All right, bro. So, loyalty. A strong feeling of support or allegiance, plural noun, loyalties. An example would be fights with in-laws are distressing because they are, wait.
Nah, damn all that, but can you go to the synonyms?
Oh, shit.
Of all loyalty, right. Please.
So synonyms would be allegiance, faithfulness, obedience, adherence, homage, devotion, and more.
Okay, do y'all hear that, Streets? Allegiance is a synonym of loyalty, meaning it means the same thing. So can you tell me the definition of allegiance, please?
Allegiance would be loyalty or commitment of a subordinate to a superior or of an individual to a group or cause.
Subordinate. Can you say that one more time?
Subordinate, dog.
Can you say that,
to a superior, a subordinate to a superior.
To a superior, people. Superior.
Okay.
Which means you're not on the same level. That's what superior means. Now, do you have any synonyms for that, please?
Loyalty, faithfulness, fidelity, obedience, homage, devotion, and more.
Now, can you tell me the definition of alliance?
A union or association formed for mutual benefit, especially between countries or organizations.
A mutual benefit, people. Mutual. Alliance. Is there any synonyms for that?
Association, union, league, confederation, federation, confederacy, coalition, consortium? Is that how you say that? Yeah, I think so.
Consortium or something like that.
And affiliation. Partnership, a defense.
Do y'all hear that, Streets? I'm telling y'all. This is some real shit I'm trying to tell y'all. Loyalty is a one-sided relationship. That means you give your all to somebody or something, and the other side does what the fuck they want to do. That's what loyalty means. So that's why if you at a job and you at a job interview and they're asking you to pledge your loyalty to the company, that means you pledge your loyalty to the company and the company does what the fuck they want to do. They could fire you. They could not hire you. They could treat you however the fuck they want to, and you still gonna come to work. You gonna still go get that little bullshit check. That's what loyalty means. I'm trying to save y'all lives so you can know some real shit. It's real shit, people. Tell me.
Damn, dog. What got you on this topic, dog? What came up?
I'm just big on words and people misusing words and not understanding the gravity of the shit that they say, because whether you know it or not, the people who are using these words against you, they know what the real definition is, and you going by what you think it means, and they know that. So that's what they're banking on. They're banking on you not knowing what it really means, and they're using things against you by what the words really mean.
So they're basically belittling you without you even realizing it, is what you're saying.
And taking advantage of you. So, women, if you're crying on the phone with your girlfriend about how your man is cheating on you and how you were loyal to him for all these years and you don't know why he's doing it to you, that's what the fuck loyalty means. It means you do everything for him and he does what the fuck he wants to do. That's actually, he's doing exactly what he was supposed to do if you thought you were being loyal to him. That's why you have somebody working at a job for 20 plus years and right before they about to retire and get their pension and all that shit, the company might fire them. And guess what? That man gonna come to work and shoot that bitch up. That's what loyalty to do. Loyalty will burn you the fuck out. Because it is a one-sided relationship, people. I'm telling you.
That shit's stressful, dog.
Exactly. And I just like to know what words really mean. And it's very important to know this type of shit. Because people are using this shit against you, whether you know it or not. And you out there thinking you're safe and shit. And again, the streets are the streets. They will fuck you off.
Damn, dog. That's crazy. That's a little intense, bro. They kind of... Didn't they have a game? Mortal Kombat? Deadly Alliance?
Dog.
I'm just saying, bro.
This man talking about video games.
Nah. I mean, it correlates. Alliance, dog. That means them two people partnering up. That should've fucked you up.
Yeah.
It was deadly.
Thank you, Mike. That was some jewels.
Gems for days.
I see, man. We might have to make another podcast off this shit. As a matter of fact, oh, goddammit, we do have another podcast. That podcast is actually called, you want to introduce it, Mike?
Yeah, dog. So it's been in the works for a little while. I've been bullshitting. But Sean finally got me to pull through. Size 10 Podcast. You can tune in with us, man. Chop it up about shoes and shit.
About shoes, the latest fashion, the latest trends. We talk about all that stuff. Nikes, Adidas, all the hottest releases, Bape, Supreme. Everything that you could think of, we chop that up. all fashion related type shit. All new content, no repeat shit. No shit from this podcast to the other one. All new shit, all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find us on SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes on both podcasts. We out here working, man.
Yeah, we trying to get it together for y'all, dog. Just want you to come kick it with us.
We out here working, man. I'm telling you. Putting a lot of shit together. Getting mm-hmm. the shit. We have a third project, too. It's just that we haven't started it yet because I'm waiting for one more piece of equipment. And from then, we on boys' heads, man. Pause.
You a single lady, dog?
Nah, I'm out here chilling. I am single, though.
I feel you, dog.
For the ladies. Not a lady, though. Wow. You know how that go.
Nah, bro. One girl kind of guy.
I didn't say you weren't, Mike. I'm not trying to cause no trouble in the house front, man.
Yeah, bro. You about to get me beat when I get home.
I said I'm doing it for the single ladies. I didn't say anything about Mike.
Yeah, bro.
Nobody's worried about Mike any damn way, by the way. Streets.
Yeah.
We're not worried about Mike over here on this side.
Bro, I told you, bro. I'm washed, dog. Being a dad it changes some shit, dog.
You were washed before you were a father, Mike. Don't use fatherhood.
Here you go.
Don't use fatherhood as an excuse why you washed, man. You been trash.
Nah, bro. You peeped how I rolled through the warehouse, dog.
Exactly how did you roll through the warehouse, Mike? Let's hear this.
I was just fucking tight, dog. That's about it.
This man don't know what he talking about, man. He up here making shit up, man.
Oh, man. Speaking of, I got something to tell you off air. It's going to make you laugh.
Yeah, I'm sure the people on the podcast appreciate you telling me some shit off air. That's cool, Mike. Thank you.
Nah, it's all good, bro. We just can't disclose everything.
And I want to ask you real quick, though. How you feel about creativity and people trying to stop you from shining and all that kind of stuff?
That shit can take a toll on you, dog, to be honest. A lot of people's enemy are themselves when it comes down to creativity, though. Because, I mean, you got people that will try to stop you and hate on you and prevent you from shining. Or you just ain't devoting what you need to you ain't mastering your craft. You feel what I'm saying?
Technology really brung the hater out of a lot of people. Because now, technology, for the most part, is so cheap and so accessible now that all the talented people are coming to the forefront now because they get a platform, they get to show their talents and everything. And the people who could just afford it initially, they're all jealous. That's kind of like the whole Drake and Kanye situation.
What you mean?
Kanye, like, I said this on a previous podcast about how, in my opinion, Kanye West is not a musical genius. He just benefited from a time where people couldn't afford this equipment and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the only ones doing it. It's that type of shit. But now, if you look at, you go on SoundCloud right now, there are people who selling Kanye quality beats for fucking $15 on SoundCloud. Some of them are even free. And they on the same level as Kanye type beats. And also, by the way, people, a lot of people don't know this, but a lot of beats that Kanye has, they're exact loops of original songs, unedited, unchanged. They're just looped. He didn't change anything to the beat at all. He just used it and put lyrics over it.
Bro, you trying to tell me?
The exact same beat.
Like what song?
I could show you a YouTube video where it's like over 20 minutes damn near of nothing but back-to-back Kanye songs that he took from an original song, and it's just looped, and the song is unchanged. It's not changed at all, nothing. But people don't know this type of shit because they don't know music.
I don't know, bro. It sounds like you're hating on him, dog.
And they come back.
Because it was still him to make the loop, dog.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's not hard. Other people can do this type of shit. People listening. You can make Kanye level type shit. Now you have the access to the sounds and all this shit. You could do this. This shit is not hard. It's really just creativity. It ain't no genius type shit involved in this shit. Like, when I listen to Kanye's music, I don't feel like, damn, I can't do this. I'd be like, damn, I should be doing this. That's what I think.
That's one way to look at it, bro.
Like, I'm sorry. I hold myself in high regard. Like, I don't look at other people and be like, damn, man, I wish I could do this. I wish I could. No, I hop in the game. Fuck you talking about. I can't that. Be stopped. I'm sorry.
I'm cool on making music, dog.
I'm not even talking about music specifically. Like,
just
I watch
in
a
general.
I watch a documentary or something. I'm like, oh, my God. that documentary looked like it was so hard to make. I'm like, no. I'm like, damn, I should be making documentaries. And I have plans to make documentaries and shit like that. Like, that's the type of shit I'm doing.
Shit, that's honestly what probably, or not what probably, I remember when we was talking about this back in the day. That's pretty much what inspired this here.
Yeah.
Like, you seen everybody else doing it, and you was just like, dog, I'm trying to get on out here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of ideas I have, even if they don't see the light of day, I execute them to where I do them on my own, and I might keep them around and shit, but I might not put them out. It's just that I have no desire to be on camera and shit. I never had a desire to be famous or anything like that, so it's kind of tough for me artistically to do certain things and stay in the background.
I get you. Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all didn't know, or well, should you, I guess you know now, this man Sean is an introvert. He does not like people.
It's not even that I don't like people. I don't even know if
I guess I just don't think you could tolerate a lot of people.
I guess technically I am an introvert, but people hear introvert and they think shy, scary, nervous, timid, all that type of shit.
Nah, I'm none of that shit.
It's just that I don't necessarily have to talk and shit. I don't mind talking in groups of people and shit, but it's people I'm cool with and shit.
Yeah.
I have different levels of friendships and shit and like different levels of associations with people. I don't give people my all. Only people I fuck with. You're not going to get my all and you just met me today. It's not going to happen. No.
I feel it, dog. Not just anybody could put a ring on it, huh?
Here we go. How are you the single lady, but you got all the single lady jokes towards me? How does that work?
It's all good, bro. I got to get my shit off, man. You've been shitting on me the last two episodes.
Dog. Mike aggravated. He real aggressive this episode. He mad as hell, man. He trying to come back at me. I get it, though. Bring the jokes, Mike. I'm not mad. Go ahead.
It's all good, bro.
Talk your shit, champ. I want to hear it.
That'll be subtle though.
Mike is garbage. And for the streets listening, man, I guess I'll go ahead and address it. Like, the new co-host situation. My cousin, basically, he felt like there would be no money in the podcast type shit. He basically felt like this podcast would never be successful. It would never make money, all that kind of shit. But the funniest thing about all this shit is he knows nothing about podcasts. He knows nothing about how it works, how it could generate money possibly in the future. He didn't know about none of that shit. I presented the idea with him, and that was pretty much it. Like, and he signed on with it, but he was acting like it was just all my idea and he had nothing to do with it type shit, which is crazy to me. But I mean, it's your loss, my guy. Everything I do in life becomes successful. I hate to tell you that, but you're going to find out now. This shit is definitely going to be successful 100%.
Yeah, dog.
I don't get it.
I'm on. I'm committed. I should have been here in the first place.
By the way, people, my cousin, like, he didn't have to do anything. I did all the work. I came up with the name of the podcast. By the way, I was texting Mike about the name of the podcast. I was like, Mike, I'm going to go ahead and hop on this podcast shit. I'm about to fuck with it. He was like, you got a name? I was like, nah. 5 seconds later, I typed in WWFLIP, sent it to him.
Yeah, and then he was like, what the fuck? Moments later.
He was like, what the fuck does that mean?
Building the suspense.
I was like, when we feel like a podcast. He was like, you got a better name? I'm like, Mike, you're garbage. This is the coldest name ever. Like, this name is perfect, dog. The fuck's wrong with you?
What's it called? The acronym? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mike tried to shit on my name off top. I'm like, Mike, are you out of your fucking mind? This shit is genius.
Yeah, dog. He's trying to be like Martin and fucking Martin in the 90s.
Here we go.
What's up?
This dude, Mike, man. But yeah, my cousin, he was pretty much on some wild shit. Like, this man just walked away. I had to text him and ask him, like, what the fuck is going on type shit. And It's kind of good that he walked away, because I'm not going to be waiting months at a time to record a podcast. This man couldn't devote 1.5 hours a week to the podcast. That's crazy. You can't work for 1.5 hours a week. You complaining about that? You too busy for that? That's just crazy to me. But I mean, what can you do? But luckily, Mike came through in the clutch. I mean, he didn't have to do it, but he fucked with it, man. We had to make it rock. And also, by the way, like, I was coming up with all the skits. I was coming up with all the topics. I mean, both halves of me and my cousin's skits, I was coming up with all the material. the creativity of the skit, the idea of the skit, the content within the skit. I was coming up with the type of jokes and shit, the style of the jokes. He would come up with his own jokes within the format that I would create and tell him to do certain things. But yeah, I mean, I'm not shitting on my cousin in that regard. He is a funny nigga. He is funny. High energy, all that type of shit.
Dude's hilarious, dog.
Very likable. But he lacks focus. He just want, I don't know. He want money on his own terms. It's like, he wanted the podcast to make money tomorrow. It's like, that's not how this shit works, my guy.
Yeah, it's all good, man. I wish I actually could have worked with both of y'all. That would have been pretty cool.
That was pretty much the plan, but I mean, that shit out the window now. There's no way possible he's ever coming back. He texted me talking about, if the show ever gets popular, I'll just come back. I'm like, nigga, excuse me? That's not how this shit works, champ. A nigga not gonna put the work in and then you just show the fuck back up on some everything's all good type shit now. No, that's not how the streets work, my fella. And he already know that's how I am. No. Once you cross that, once you make yourself known, you pull your gun out, you pull the trigger, it's a wrap. There's nothing else. You can't put the bullet back in the gun after you then shot at me. And the basically the way I took it is, you basically shot at me. You basically tried to hold me. You tried to execute me. Because he was saying, yeah, I got it down packed and I'm good at it. I'm good at what I do. But it's like, yeah, but now I have nobody else to record with. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Luckily, I still had one other trash person. His name was Mike. He is trash, but you know what I mean? He came through in the clutch.
Nah, bro. I think the listeners fuck with me, dog.
But quite honestly, Mike was one of the only other people that I felt like can convey certain thoughts and shit that would coincide with mine, that would work, that would balance out well. So, and plus, like I said last podcast, Mike was actually supposed to be the original person on the podcast, but he was on some real circus shit at the time. Some real lazy boy shit, garbage shit.
Pretty much, dog, but
and he finally got his head straight and got in the game.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. It's crazy, dog.
And that's pretty much how this podcast came to be. I came up with the name within 5 seconds. I came up with a lot of the skits and shit. Like the little bullshit skit I did introducing Mike, it really wasn't a skit. It was just like a slick way to introduce Mike. And also, if you listen to the skit, it kind of says why we had to change co-hosts. If you really understand the game, you could really hear the reason why within the skit. I thought it was just a cool way to introduce them. That type of shit. Like, my creative shit just flow. It's all freestyle type shit. Also, by the way, this podcast is unedited. We go from skits to the music to the introductions. All that shit is all straight through. All the topics, all the content, jokes. All the shit is one take. Everything we say is everything you hear.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no other podcast out here doing this type of shit. I'm telling y'all. Not all the way through. No. People not doing this. I'm telling you. I'm trying to do some cold shit out here.
I fuck with it. So what kind of energy you on today, dog? You seem like you in a lot better mood, man.
Man, that's another thing. Last week, if y'all would have known how I felt last week, I don't even know how my half of the podcast got recorded, because I was super pissed off about a number of things last week. I don't even know how any of that shit came out the way it did. Trust me. If y'all knew what I was going through at the time, you would be like, how that shit even come through, man? That
I
shit
was don't even crazy. Know what he was going through at the time. I just walked in the house. It was dark. It looked like he ain't ate in days. This man was mad. Big upset, bro.
This dude, man. I definitely was pissed the fuck off. Highly pissed off, dog. It's just all kind of real shit going on, man.
I was like, can you open the fucking blinds, dog? Damn.
Dog, this is the Batcave, dog. I might be Batman. That might be who I am.
Shit, Batman, if he ever went on a hiatus.
Batman, if he didn't like people and if he didn't talk and shit.
Batman don't like people.
Oh, I guess I am Batman then. That suits me very well.
Nah, bro, you ain't Batman. You black man, dog. It's all good.
By the way, I fuck with people and shit. And people fuck with me on a high level, actually, contrary to what people think. And all the people who think I'm an asshole and shit, I want to tell y'all motherfuckers something real quick. And what I want to tell y'all is, thank you. Because I didn't think y'all was going to notice. I appreciate it. I was worried that y'all wouldn't going to notice that I was an asshole. But I'm a sarcastic asshole. I'm not an asshole you want to fight. But I guess I am an asshole, though. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's all good,
I appreciate
bro.
It. Because I was real scared y'all wouldn't know. But y'all caught on quick. I'm proud of y'all.
Nah, they get it. A lot of people out here relating to you, apparently.
And how you feel about positivity. You was talking about positivity one day.
I fuck with it as long as it ain't fake. Like, if it's genuine positivity, bro, energy can change a lot about a situation, your day, who you're conversing with, your podcast. Yeah, bro, but it can't be, like, fraudulent, though. It can't be, like, fake positive. Like, if I'm walking into Starbucks, I know that barista don't want to be there, bro.
Yeah.
Like, don't. It's, and I do it sometimes at work, too. Like, I don't really like dealing with people sometimes. But I try to be as genuine as I can with them. Because that'll change. That'll pretty much change the whole environment of the situation.
I guess what I'm getting at is, a lot of people say I'm always negative. People say I'm never happy. People always hit me with that type of shit. But people just love fake positivity. They like that Kevin Hart fake type shit. They love that shit. For instance, I alluded to it in a joke I said about old school R&B cats. Talking about you the love of my life and shit. But then they die of AIDS.
Oh, shit. Damn.
That's the type of shit y'all like. Y'all like that fake shit. I don't like that fake shit, though. That shit is garbage. For instance, Kevin Hart. He on that super positive shit. Blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, once again, cheating on his wife. That type of shit, that fake positivity shit don't get you nowhere, man. That should have burned you out.
I really feel like Khaled be like that, though.
To my DJ Khaled?
Yeah.
Yeah, he all right, too. But you could tell he got his moods.
Yeah, I mean, he got a mood board.
Oh, my God. This man said a mood board.
Hey, bro. You know what it is, though, right?
Of course.
All right, then. Fuck out my face, Sean.
That shit is trash, dog. Don't ever come at me with a mood board.
Hey, bro. It's crazy. Man, there was one. There's a show that I used to listen to on iTunes, bro. And just, it was called Other Tone. That's Pharrell shit. He was interviewing a lot of people for a good amount of time on Apple Music. And just listening to DJ Khaled, bro, and how he came up and all that kind of stuff. I actually genuinely think that he's like that.
Yeah, Khaled is a high-energy person.
Yeah. Like, I think that's just how he moves, bro. I mean, I'm pretty sure that man gets mad every now and again, like everybody does. But, yeah, bro.
He basically just tailored his personality off of Rick Ross, though, and Fat Joe.
Well, that's the thing. He's been with them, though, since, like, way back in the day.
Yeah. He just kind of took it and made it over the top and shit.
Yeah, he ran with it.
But actually, all three of them are really pretty much over the top.
I don't really keep up with Rick Ross too much. Fat Joe, nah, not so much either.
He has a podcast as well.
What's it? Isn't that, that's Noriega shit that I'm thinking of. Drink Champs?
Yeah, that's Norris.
Yeah.
His is Coca Vision.
I ain't never heard of it. I guess I'll check it out, man. Is it good?
It's all right. Fat Joe, he don't let people talk. He just cut people off all day. I don't really fuck with his interviews and shit.
Yeah, the last one I saw was that everyday struggle shit that he did back in the day.
Like, he got some good stories and shit. But I mean, in terms of him interviewing people, he not going to let the person talk.
Damn.
It's weird. But about, like, fake positivity, like I was saying, like, people always think I'm negative and shit. For instance, like, let's say you in a burning house. The fucking roof is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Mike sitting in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Mike, we got to get the fuck out of here. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's like, Sean, why are you always being negative? What, you think the roof going to cave in? Be positive, bro. I'm like, excuse me, nigga?
Okay. Wait, what?
Okay. Okay, Mike, you stay your goofy ass in the house. I'm going to walk out the front door, my nigga. Like, I'm not going to sit here and burn the fuck up. No. Yeah. That's not being fake positive.
There's a difference between being negative and being realistic.
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Positivity and reality for a lot of people aren't the same thing. People have a false sense of positivity. You have to mix that with reality. It has to be a balance. You can't just be talking about, yeah, I'm going to just stay in this burning house and I'm going to be positive and be hopeful that the roof not going to cave in. No, get your monkey ass off the house, please.
Yeah, bro. It's okay to be, like, mad sometimes, y'all. Like, it's only natural to express that type of feeling. Because if you out here being fake the whole time, when you explode, bro, you're really going to explode, dog. And that shit is not... I don't suggest that for anybody, because what's that called? Being passive aggressive?
Yeah.
When you just not doing the shit until you reach that fucking, that turning point, and then, bow, it's like you a whole other person, and then you say some shit that you really don't even mean to somebody that will take it the wrong way.
Sometimes people try to use passive aggressive as a shot at you too sometimes, but sometimes, like in my regard, sometimes I might be passive aggressive about certain things only because I feel like you're not worth being talked to. I don't want to talk to you. So I'm trying to go out of my way to ignore you because you ain't somebody I even want to communicate with. So I might do some passive aggressive type shit because I don't want to fuck with you. Not because I'm afraid to confront you about the shit. It's just that I don't feel like you're worth being, you're not worth confronting. You're not worth my damn time. I don't need to talk to you.
Yeah, man. I think we only had one of those conversations once out of the whole time we've been friends. This man had to check me, y'all. Told me I was bullshitting.
I wasn't even going to bring none of that shit up. I mean, if you want to talk about it, you can.
Nah, it's cool, man. it comes into everything that we're touching base on anyway.
I mean, go ahead. I mean, I don't know what part you want to talk about.
Specifically, it's just one part, really. It's like he had said before, I was supposed to be on the podcast from the beginning, and I was basically saying, like, all right, I'm going to do it. And then, yeah, bro, he called me out for being unreliable. Had to check me real quick, and then just gave me minor examples. And then he's just like, bro, just as your friend and as your homie, like, you can't be out here moving like that, dog. Like, you a dad now, bro. And don't get me wrong. Like, as a dad, I'm an excellent father, or at least I like to think so. But yeah, bro, it was just kind of eye-opening to a lot of other things that are in my life as well. And without that type of communication from somebody that genuinely cares about my well-being and how people look at me, like, that's an important thing.
I'm big on, that's another thing I want to touch on. Like, back to me and my cousin, I was telling him, you wasting my time and you wasting my money. Like, these SoundCloud accounts and all this shit costs money. We have two podcasts now. You have to pay for each account.
Yep.
That's two different streams of revenue, of money you have to throw into this shit. Mm-hmm. By the way, my cousin would never show up. Like, he would text me, I'm on the way. It would be like 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay, 11 o'clock come. 12 o'clock come. 1 o'clock come. 2 o'clock come. I'm sitting here waiting because I have other shit I have to do too. Like, I have to wash clothes and all this other shit. I can't wash clothes and then he pop up because then the washing machine going to show up on the mic. You're going to be able to hear the washing machine running on the microphone if I'm washing clothes when he pull up. Just that type of shit. To me, it's disrespectful to waste people's time because time is not money. Time is life. You literally wasting my life.
Yeah, dog, that's a thing.
And every time we don't put out a podcast or anything, you wasting money because you have to pay for these accounts annually. So all these months go by without you putting shit into the game. That's money that you're not using. You're not utilizing this money correctly. You're going to have to pay for this shit again, and you don't have nothing to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I'm just not on that type of time.
Yeah, dog. The general message in that whole conversation is basically, passive-aggressive stuff. Being passive-aggressive in communication can... It depends on how you handle both. Because had Sean not expressed what he was talking about whenever he told me all that stuff, shit, I probably wouldn't even be here right now. And let alone, who knows if we still even be, like, cool like that. And then that's the same shit, like, with my girl, dog. There was a point where I would bottle in a lot of shit, or she would do the same, and then we just get into these big-ass arguments, bro. Not to say that arguments still don't happen now, but they're not as bad just because we're being a little bit more clear on what we're feeling at the time.
Yeah, you got to jump out in front of that immediately.
Yeah, okay? Bro. Otherwise, that shit could be detrimental to whatever type of relationship that is, whether it's a sibling, friend, significant other, fuck, your dog. Like,
you carry that shit to work. You carry that shit everywhere you go. And you just walking around looking like an asshole to everybody.
And that shit builds up, like, your blood pressure and shit, man. Just because you just hot all the time.
That shit affects everything. Mm-hmm. It's not some classy shit to do.
Yeah, it's not some shit to take lightly or to deal with lightly either. Like, therapy actually does help a lot of people.
For instance, it's kind of off topic, on topic. One day I was driving home from work recently, a couple days ago. I'm driving home from work. It's this car behind me. He's just tailgating the shit out of me. He's swerving. He's going crazy, blowing his horn and shit. Mind you, there are literally 25 other cars in front of me. I cannot go anywhere. The man is losing his fucking mind, throwing his hands up, flashing his high beams at me, doing all kind of wild, weirdo shit. I'm like, all right, let me just fill him out, see what's going on with this gentleman. So he turns off on the street, and he goes to the store. So I turn on the next street and turn around, and I just follow him, see what his day looks like. I'm like, all right, I ain't got shit to do right now. I'm about to see what's going on with this gentleman. See what's going on.
A little creepy, my guy, but keep going.
See what's going on in this miserable ass guy's life. So he pulls up to the store. He's about to get out the car. I pull up on side of him as he get out the car. It was like some cinematic type shit. I let down the window as soon as he walking towards me and shit. Now I'm like, yo. And he looking around and shit. I'm like, yes, I'm talking to you. He like, what? I'm like, you all right? He's like, what? I'm like, are you fucking okay, my guy? Then he's like, what you talking about? I'm like, I just wanted to stop you and let you know that you drive like shit and you're an asshole. He's like, oh, yeah, what? Really? Thank you. I'm like, yeah, man. I'm just letting you know, though, because you're a piece of shit. Real piece of shit. And he just looking at me. I'm just talking to him on some real casual shit. He has like a little poodle in his hand, by the way. A real asshole, dude. Not knowing that I could have jumped out the car and beat the baby blue brakes off this dude. But it wasn't even about fighting or anything. I just had to let him know, you're not going to go through life without being checked. You're not going to ride around, and I'm not going to call you an asshole. Yes, you're an asshole. And I felt compelled to let this man know. It was no way I was going to go home without confronting this dude. Because he was just losing his shit. There was absolutely nothing I could do. I couldn't go any faster. It was cars in front of me. And he was just losing his fucking mind.
Did you talk to him about that part of things? Did y'all have a back and forth about that part?
There was no talking. He was behind me.
No. I'm saying when you pulled over and talked to him.
Nah, he wasn't trying to hear shit. He was still trying to be tough and shit. I'm like, dog, you cannot be tough with a poodle in your hand. It's impossible. Now, people might say he could have had a gun. He could have did something to me. No, the way I did it, I peeped the whole scene and I waited till he got out the car before I even let my window down. And again, his hands were full. He had a damn poodle in his hand with both hands. So I did it perfectly to where he couldn't fuck with me. But the whole point is, you're not just going to navigate life without getting checked. If you're doing whole nigga activity, you will be checked. Yes, you will.
Yeah.
And again, you got to know your surroundings and shit. You got to know all that shit. Because what I want to talk about now is actually that XXX shit. XXX Tentacion, as a lot of y'all know, got murdered and robbed.
Broad daylight.
He was inside a motorcycle store, and his killers were inside the store with him. And they bought the ski mask they used to kill him inside the store with him. Do y'all hear that? That's some mind-blowing shit. I don't think I've ever heard that in my life. They bought the ski mask in the store that him and them were in. They bought the ski mask used in his murder in front of him.
That shit's crazy.
That means, like, you have to be aware of shit that's going on around you. I'm quite sure that they were mean mugging him and shit and looking at him crazy inside the store, because these guys are not no intelligent people. These dudes, he got took out the game by some goofy ass motherfuckers. Some real nerd looking cats. These motherfuckers look like professional Pokemon Go players. You cannot let a professional Pokemon Go player take you out the game, people.
I thought they was hood cats, bro.
These cats look like they just caught a rare Squirtle. If you just caught a rare Squirtle, you shouldn't even be allowed to rob me. You should be disqualified from robberies. You shouldn't even be allowed to rob people. Yeah, they were hood cats, but that don't mean you can't. You still a goof. They were like lower end hood cats.
Yeah.
Any real hood cat would demolish these guys. But they caught word of it. They end up finding out that he had $50,000 inside of his Louis Vuitton bag. And they capitalized on it. And once again, the signs were there. You have to see the signs. They bought the damn ski mask in front of this man's face. And I'm sure, once again, they were probably looking at him crazy. All type of stuff. They were probably sizing them up. You have to be aware of this type of shit. The streets are the streets. I'm going to keep telling people that.
I think he had just got off of house arrest when that shit happened too, dog.
Talking about Triple X.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was trying to change his whole image up and all that shit.
He was moving in a positive direction. Sad to say, I didn't listen to his music whenever he was alive, but he's got some quality stuff.
And yeah, we talked about that. I don't even want to talk about his music and everything. Yeah. It's just more so the fact that people not aware of their surroundings and shit. And I'm just trying to bring that home that it could happen to you anywhere. He was inside a motorcycle shop trying to buy a damn motorcycle and got gunned down in front of the motorcycle store.
That's crazy. And if you ever are in that situation, just give your shit up, dog. Don't try to fight it.
Yeah, the word is he was being resistant and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like they were going to kill him anyway. Mm-hmm. From all the signs, it looked like they were going to do it anyway.
Yeah, bro. That's just wild, dog.
And this is not no regular shit I'm talking about. This is not some shit I'm just speaking of without knowledge. I've been in these situations before many times and made it out alive.
Yeah.
You got to be mindful.
Yeah, that's true.
Got to be mindful. And I might tell one of these stories soon. Because it's some real crazy shit. I almost died multiple times, people. Multiple times. Trust me. This is not some just random shit I'm telling y'all.
That's wild, because you don't even be doing shit. That's the crazy part.
Tell you, I've almost died multiple times, people. Not no bullshit, like fake near-death type shit. Like, I've almost died multiple times.
Damn. That's a little wild, bro. I'm glad you're alive, though, dog.
I don't even know where to go from there. That shit was so crazy. Yeah. You got me so amped up. I don't even know what to say after that type of shit.
I'm in awe. I don't know what to say right now.
Fuck it, man. I guess I'll tell the story real quick, one of them. Okay. I'm pulling up to a red light. No, I'm not jamming Beyonce. This is some real shit. Some real shit on this side.
Probably wouldn't have got shot if he was, bro.
Not that bullshit, man. I pull up to a red light. As I'm pulling up, I pass by a car that's on the side of the road. They have the hazard lights on. And as I pull up to the red light, there's a truck in front of me. I pull up behind the truck. The people who are on the side of the road are now behind me with their hazard lights still on. It's nighttime, by the way. And as they pull up, the hazard lights are illuminating my car. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, my whole car turning orange and shit. I'm like, my nigga, don't color my car. Leave my car alone. Don't fuck with my car. But anyway, as I'm looking up, the door pops open, the driver's side door. And then outside of the door, I could see a gun come out through the door. So as I'm looking, I'm cutting my wheel to the right and I'm just looking. And then the whole person pops out. They're running towards my car with a gun in their hand. At that point, I'm already stepping on the gas. I'm already going around the truck that's in front of me. I'm now running the red light and turning right. This man hops out in the middle of the street and opens fire on my car. Shot my car over 8 times, I believe. Bullet holes all in the car. It's bullet holes in my dashboard. It's bullet holes everywhere. The back windshield is shattered. It's crazy. Next thing you know, like my right arm, it feels like it's numb and shit. It turns out I got shot in my shoulder, my right shoulder. It was real crazy shit. I'm driving. I had to change hands. I'm on the phone with 911 trying to like schedule like a ambulance and all this type of shit. They ask me where I am, but I can't tell them because I'm still driving. He's now back in the car like trying to chase me, I believe. I lost him and all that shit. Made it to the hospital, long story short. They called my parents and all that shit. They hysterical and shit. People from the family coming to visit me. And then, like, after I get all patched up and shit, they thought I wouldn't be gonna be able to use my right arm again because the bullet was, like, on my nerves and shit. And it's still inside my shoulder to this day. So I make it home after all that type of shit. They prescribed me, like, a mountain of painkillers and shit. And back to the doctor shit. I didn't take no painkillers. I don't take pills. Eat a dick. I'm not taking no pills. Fuck you. So with all that said, I'm just saying, this is from real shit. You got to be mindful of your surroundings. Had I not been mindful of my surroundings, he would have murdered me and stole my car. And this is just real shit. That's just one story, by the way.
Damn, dog. How old were you when that happened?
I was like 20.
That's crazy. North side of Houston?
Before, right before I made it to my 21st birthday. Back to the birthday type shit. And even then, I didn't give a fuck about my birthday.
You was happy that birthday, though, bro. Your gift was life.
And that's how sarcastic I am. People like, I'm sarcastic about my own life type shit. Like, I didn't give a fuck about my birthday after I got shot, my guy. I got shot in December. My birthday was February.
Nah, thankfully, I ain't never been shot, bro. I just had a gun pointed towards my direction. This dude got mad. My friend in high school beat him up. And then once he lost the fight, he walked over to his, where his, like, shorts and shit. You know, back then, everybody used to wear basketball shorts under their shits.
Yeah.
So, whenever he was fighting, he came out his regular clothes, and he had the basketball shorts on. So, he walked over to his pants, and he pulled out this little raggedy-ass, like, little mini revolver, bro. That shit looked horrible.
The Call of Duty joint?
Yeah, bro. It had, like, duct tape around it and shit holding the handle together.
You almost let that man get a killer streak on you?
Bro, I was 17 years old when this happened. I have never seen somebody run so fast in skinny jeans in my life.
Skinny jeans, man.
Yeah, bro. I got over that little phase real quick.
This is what I'm telling you, people. You got to be mindful of your surroundings. The streets.
Be careful you hang around, too.
The streets or the streets?
Yeah, man. Oh, dog. Crazy shit, bro. Like, I didn't even think to bring this up. Literally just yesterday, my little sister's in San Antonio with her people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're out on the bar scene out there in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Right there by the Alamo or some shit.
And real quick, San Antonio is actually pretty violent for people who don't know.
And that's what I'm about to get into.
But go ahead.
Yeah, so my sister went out. It's her and like three or four of her friends, right? Well, apparently, they were walking to the car to call it a night. And there was a group of dudes that were basically, from what my mom told me, they was talking shit. I haven't talked to my sister. She hasn't told me the whole story yet. So they was talking shit to them. And these are kids, dog. They're only like 21, 22 years old, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really fuck with nobody like that. And like, I've met them before, so I know how they roll. And they not crazy. They not wild.
Yeah.
But I guess that group of dudes was like, they were pretty much just assholes about the stuff. So they were talking shit and they were just like, nah, bro, it's cool, whatever. Like, they was trying to dead the shit. Well, those dudes went to go grab more of they people. They ended up jumping her friends. And then one of the dudes.
Are these male friends or what?
Yeah, these are male friends. And this one kid in particular, this man got kicked in the face a couple times. Broke his jaw in two places, bro. This was just the day before yesterday.
Shit's real, man.
Yeah, dog. And they wasn't even doing nothing. And I believe my sister, because she don't really be in shit like that either. She's small. She's little. And she's gay, by the way. But, I mean, still, dog. Like, nah.
It's real in the streets, man. I don't know what to tell y'all.
Yeah. My mom was thinking that they tried to mess with them. Because of, you know, their orientation. But
I don't know.
It's hard to say, dog.
Some people are just assholes. It has nothing to do with, like, some people are just evil motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Can't really put no thought into why. You just gotta be prepared for why.
That shit's wild, though, bro. Like, these dudes are kids, dog.
Also, on a lighter note, how you feel about, like, bandwagon type shit? What you consider bandwagon to you?
Anybody wearing Supreme.
Here we go.
Nah, it is that. And then, I don't know. It's cool to hate on people, too. Not to bring it back to, like, negative shit, but, you know, there's a lot of L.A. people that don't fuck with LeBron.
Yeah.
And that's the consensus right now. Like, there's more people that are not happy about him going to L.A. than there are.
Until they start winning games, when they start winning games, all that shit gonna erode, all that shit gonna wash away.
Yeah, basically. But it's whatever's popular, dog. That's a bandwagon thing to me.
But if I start rooting for LeBron on the Lakers, you consider that bandwagon?
Nah. I mean, you're not the biggest LeBron fan, but you never hated on him either.
But I mean, not even just me in general, just like people. People consider that bandwagon if you start rooting for LeBron right now on the Lakers. You start wearing like Lakers jerseys and shit.
Oh, bro. I mean,
is that bandwagon to you?
It can be. It depends. It depends on the person.
See, I don't be trying to hear when people say that type of shit. Not what you saying right now, yeah. But I mean, when people call you bandwagon and shit. Like, for instance, let's say you like Golden State Warriors right now. People will call you bandwagon for liking the Golden State Warriors. No, motherfuckers. I like entertaining shit. Right now, the Golden State Warriors are playing entertaining basketball. Their games are fun to watch. It's not bandwagon because I like entertaining shit. You sound fucking stupid. How the fuck is it bandwagon because you like greatness? You know what's stupid? Loving a team when they're shit. You're a fucking idiot. You're spending your hard-earned money going to a game. These motherfuckers can't make the playoffs and shit.
Loyalty.
And you going to all the games and shit. That's loyalty. That's one-sided relationship. That means that team don't give a fuck about you. And you spending all your money on this team. And you repping this team. You fighting people over this team. And what are you getting out of this shit? That's like being in a relationship with a mediocre person. And you stay with them. Just because you don't want to be a bandwagon person.
Loyalty.
It sounds stupid as fuck. Like, why would you stay with a person who ain't worth a damn? Just like a team. Why would you follow a team who ain't worth a damn? You don't get credit for following a team who is shit. You look stupid.
Season tickets holders do.
Yeah, but you done already spent the money. You done already committed.
Yeah.
But I'm not even talking about season tickets. I'm talking about lifetime type shit.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm not really big on that shit because... I mean, my basketball team might change every year. I don't have a favorite team.
I like watching whoever is entertaining and whoever is playing the highest level of basketball or whatever it is I'm looking at. That's what I want to look at. Why the fuck would you go to the movies and watch a bullshit movie just because a certain actor is in it, but you knew the movie was probably going to be bullshit? That shit's stupid to me. Like, no, I want this shit to be high quality.
That's different, though, dog.
I'm chasing quality.
If you're putting it in the movie terms, that's a little different because you going to see that actor based off of their
previous work. But yeah. What I'm talking about is, like, continuously going to, like, bullshit movies on purpose and, like, staying and watching a movie. Like, no, I'm not hanging out.
You know, some people do that shit on purpose just to be that guy or that person. Like, there's that obscure person that particularly likes these types of things because it makes them think they different or some shit or better than somebody else.
Again, it doesn't make sense. I can't fuck with it. That's some real weirdo shit. Like, I don't consider that shit bandwagon because you like quality. You like entertaining shit. That's not bandwagon, my guy. I'm sorry. Hate to tell you.
What's bandwagon to you?
Bandwagon is acting like you were there from the jump. That's bandwagon.
Okay. Yeah. I roll with
like
that.
Acting like you always loved the Golden State Warriors, but you can't name nobody on the team. That's bandwagon type shit.
But if you just rooting for them.
Yeah, and you currently like buying the jerseys and shit, and you just like them for what it is right now. That's not bandwagon. Like, let's say, like, I don't fuck with the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans football team is garbage. I would never fuck with the Houston Texans.
And we from Houston, but they shitty.
And if I say I like another team from another state, they'd be like, oh, that's some weirdo shit. You a bandwagon type motherfucker. How you not going to like your hometown, but you like some other shit? Motherfucker, because I like quality. Our team is not quality. That's why.
The quality trash.
You look stupid for liking lower quality shit. You can keep that shit. I'm going to be over here with the high quality type shit.
You remember the goofy shit? What was that? What was that dude's name? Schaub?
What's his name? Matt Schaub?
Yeah, the quarterback.
Yeah.
Did you see that or hear about that shit when they was burning his jersey outside the fucking, outside his house, bro?
Yeah, I heard about it.
That's crazy.
I'm not into that weirdo shit either.
Yeah, that shit is wild, man. And that's one reason why I could never rock with the Houston Texans, bro. Houston Texans, because the fan base is trash. Cowboys fan base is trash.
Every fan base is like that. They burn LeBron's jersey. They did that shit to KD.
They do that shit.
They did that shit to Carmelo Anthony.
I don't ever hear no shit like that with like the Steelers.
Man.
Or the Eagles.
You just don't look close enough. There's some shit in there. I guarantee you.
It's probably some dirt. You right. All right. I guess I'll take that back then.
You talking about alcoholics who are going to every game and watching every game, using it as an excuse to just drink and shit, really.
Them boys get violent.
I mean, what else can you do? Again, you talking about some weirdo individuals, man. Some more professional Pokemon Go players. If you got a rare Charizard, you can't talk to me that way. You're not allowed. I didn't make these rules up, by the way. I don't know what else to tell people, man.
Yeah, bro. It's a lot of wild shit happening out here these days. But I think it's always been like that as well.
Also, last podcast, you mentioned putting on for women and shit. And I just wanted to say, a lot of times women can notice that fake putting on type shit. I'm not saying that you were fake putting on.
But I'm saying, it's hating on me right now, dog.
Women know when you fake putting on. For instance, let's say you on a first date. Let's say you go pick up a girl in the car. And mm-hmm. you playing a Beyonce song. The girl gonna get in the car. She's like, oh, this motherfucker trying to impress me. Trying to play some shit he think I'ma like. No, I'ma pull up and I'ma play the shit I like. Because I don't want you to think I'ma be playing Beyonce all goddamn day. Because all these other days, I'm not playing that bullshit. So you might as well get that shit out your head, baby boo. You're not gonna hear no Beyonce in the whip.
Baby boo, this man here. It's all right, bro.
Yeah. Women like that genuine shit. And again, I'm not saying Mike is not being genuine. I'm just speaking in general. But men do this shit. Like, they try to do a lot of shit that they think women gonna like. I'm not on that shit. I do what the fuck I want to do. And I need somebody who gonna like what the fuck I do already. I'm looking for a woman who likes how I move, which means I'm not gonna change how I move for a woman. I already got my shit lined up. And plus, when I say this type of shit, I'm not talking about from an asshole perspective to where I'm going to be dogging women out and cheating and doing all this other shit. I mean, I already have respect. I already have my own morals and principles. And I'm going to move in a way that's going to be advantageous to her, too. So if she's with me, she's going to benefit from how I move. It's not going to be a detriment to her. I like that word, detriment. That's a cold word. That's some adult type shit. Mike don't know about that.
Detrimental. I said I used that earlier, dog.
Nah, you garbage, dog.
I said without communication and all that kind of stuff, it could be detrimental to your relationships, dog.
I'm not giving you no credit, Mike. No.
Stay man, over there, it's dog. All right, bro. I can only teach you so much, dog.
Trash, man.
Yeah, but what you were saying about like you're not gonna change how you move. You know, I mean, I don't think that you would not have compromise, though, in certain situations with another person, though, right?
Compromising is in terms of, like, space and shit. Yeah. But I'm not compromising how I move, no.
Oh, okay. Man, yeah.
How I move is how I move.
Nah, all right.
There's nothing to change.
I feel it.
If you don't like how I move, you didn't pick the wrong motherfucker. You need to go find you another motherfucker. Fuck, I look like changing. No. I ain't changing shit.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks, dog.
Nah. I mean change in terms of, again, like my morals, the shit I believe in, all that type of shit.
Nah,
of course there's growth within it.
Yeah, so that would be the way that it would change.
So what growth. I mean is how I already move is only going to get better.
Yeah.
But I'm not changing how I move for somebody to like me more or whatever the fuck.
You're going to evolve like mentally and all that kind of stuff.
All that shit.
And then typically when you're with another person while all that stuff is happening, you give them insight on what you're thinking. And then that gives them the opportunity to grow on their own because they take that bit of information, interpret it their own kind of way, and then process it however they see fit.
Absolutely.
And then move from there.
Of course. And I really want y'all to remember this loyalty type shit because we're going to touch on this shit again on another podcast later on. Again, I'm just waiting for this one specific guest, and it's all gonna tie back together. But it's just, she's working right now, so I'm just waiting for this guest to come through. Little girl, bring your little apple head ass on the show. Stop playing with me. I don't got time for this shit now. Stop playing.
Hell yeah.
But anyway, I think we're gonna wrap it up right here. I think Mike has been garbage enough. We don't want to take up too much more of your time because he is trash, and I feel the same way. So we want to wrap this up, man. It's been When We Feel Like It podcast, where we broadcast.
When we feel like it.
And we gone, man.
Peace.